a 29-yard field goal for the win that might snap the 18-game losing streak for Cloverleaf. The kick is away, and it's good! Hissom just clears the crossbar! Ball game! Cloverleaf has just ended an 18-game losing streak here tonight in LaGrange. And it's Bedlam over on the Cloverleaf sideline. Hissom, his third field goal of the night. This one, the biggest of the night. 29 yards in overtime. Wins it for the Cloverleaf Colts. And that was it. As Craig had shared with you, our listeners, at the end of the ball game, everything was saved for last, that being here in the fourth quarter in the overtime as far as excitement in the ball game tonight. And that kick would do it. The third field goal of the evening for Cloverleaf High School, all of them by the sophomore Travis Hissom. And the Colts win it tonight, 9-6 on the road at Keystone. Cloverleaf now evens their season record at 1-1. And Keystone still looking for that elusive first win.
And I tell you what a big win for Cloverleaf. Not only do they snap that 18-game losing streak, but I tell you what, next week they go back home and they will host Buckeye. And that is not going to be an easy game. Buckeye coming into tonight 1-0 with a 55-0 win over Bucyrus last week. So Cloverleaf goes home and prepares for Buckeye, and the Keystone Wildcats at 0-2 on the season now will get ready to hit the road and take on Galleon next week.
And that's been a game, been a tough one for the Wildcats through the years to play Galleon. So it's not going to get any easier here with this 0-2 start to have to play them as well. Okay, you're listening to the University of Toledo postgame show. We've brought you our Sterling Farm Equipment highlights. And now it's time for us to give away our award tonight, the Medina Gazette Player of the Game. And Craig and I were talking during our last commercial break that this is pretty much an easy decision. And it goes to Travis Hissom of Cloverleaf High School, our Medina Gazette Player of the Game. He connected on field goals of 25, 26, and 29 yards, all unofficially by my count. And those 9 points were enough for his team to win 9-6 tonight. So you can make an argument for Carneal, the linebacker. Connor Carneal had a great game, even had a reception on offense. But you know what? The guy that got you the points to win it, he's the guy you got to give the award to.
Yeah, that was a clutch performance by him, to say the least.
So congratulations to the sophomore from Cloverleaf High School for being our recipient tonight here on the Medina County matchup of our Medina Gazette Player of the Game.